That's my name. How can I help? Oh my god. It's you. It's you. Sorry. What are you doing here? Wait. You go here? When and why didn't you tell me? I see. No, I'm just surprised. Last time we spoke, you were on the fence about a lot of things. To be honest, this is the last place I expected you to show up. Well, the last place I would expect to run into you. No, it's not bad. It's just, I don't know. Cliche? Yeah, I guess we were always like that. Mainly me. But seriously, it's a big campus, lots of people. What are the odds? And anyway, I thought you would have stayed in state instead of going away. Ah, I see. That's as good an excuse as any, I think. I mean, I was actually thinking about going away myself. Towards you, actually. The credit requirements were more than here, so... Yeah, I'm sick of being in school already. And anyway, it's a master's. I don't need to delay that any sooner. That and other reasons. Can't believe you're here. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stare. I'm just away with the fairies, as they say. It's just, you know what, out of all the places I could have ran into you, it was while I was working. Yeah, I quit that job a long time ago. Now I work here because I can cram whatever hours I can, and it's not like it's super duper busy. A lot of people just come in here and do homework, so it's not like they check out the books every 10 minutes. So I have time to complete my assignments as well. Anyway, did you need my help with something? I get off in an hour and a half. Why? A walk home? That sounds nice. I've been sitting for a while, so some exercise would do me good. Why don't you go have a seat, do some homework, and I'll come get you when I'm done. Awesome. I'll see you in an hour and a half. Hey, ready? Cool. Actually, while you pack up, I was thinking of doing a coffee run from our cafe. Our coffee is pretty good. Have you tried it yet? What? Oh no. Okay, well, that needs to change. Would you like one? Oh, no. Hey, please, I got it. We get employee discounts. Cream, sugar? Alright, I'll be right outside there. Just come meet me when you're packed. No rush. Isn't it? Coffee after school makes me happy. Especially from this place. I think it's the type of bean they use. It's strong, but it doesn't overpower. Works great as a mocha, so that's already a plus for me. Yeah, still love a good mocha. Anyway, I'll be honest. In that hour half, I couldn't stop thinking about all the questions I wanted to ask you. But I think we should let the convo go in whatever direction it wants to go. I guess we can start with the basics. When have you been up to? I see. I'm glad you followed your heart. Are you still with that girl? Oh. That's surprising. Why? Because you guys seem like you were happy. Really? She was angry that you moved here? That's stupid. Okay, well, I understand a little bit. I mean, I think I would have been angry too if my boyfriend didn't move closer to me. But hell, I mean, if you didn't want to go to that school, then that shouldn't be grounds for a breakup. Yeah, true. Why be with someone that doesn't support your choices? I heard that school is really expensive too, and the acceptance rate is so low. So, not worth it in my opinion. She should have understood that too. It's not like she's paying it either, so, yeah. Me? Nah. I've been occupied with the shit on my plate. I never really found the time to date. Anyway, it's not like I've seen anyone that I want to spend my time with. If you live someplace your entire life, you tend to run into the same types of people. You knew that, didn't you? That's why you dated her. That's why you talked to me. See, I knew you understood. Yeah, it's a beautiful campus, isn't it? You got the coastline over there, the mountains here, green grass all around. Great for sitting. Tell me about your classes. I love that. Yeah, I'm serious. To see the spark in your eyes when you talk about something you have a passion for. It's great. Honest. Can I? Sorry. You first. You sure? Alright. Can I ask you something? Why didn't you tell me you moved here? Why didn't you contact me? Yeah, I know you told me before in the library, but there must be a different reason. You're silly, you know that? After all these years we've known each other, you should already know that I'm gonna wanna hear from you, no matter how long you stay away from me. I'm never not gonna forgive you, and I'm not gonna push you away. Yeah, I know we didn't end on the best of notes, but I kinda came to the conclusion that maybe it just wasn't the right time. We both had things to learn about what we wanted, and hey, on the bright side, at least we didn't crash. Our ship never got to see the open ocean, that's all. I'm not bitter. Well, anymore. Like I said, maybe it was like that for a reason. I mean, look at you now. You moved here of all places, got into the same university as me. You look better than ever. The universe has a strange way of getting us to the places we need to be. I'm glad that still stuck for you. I'm always happy when you take my words to heart. The good ones, anyway. That's true, actually. I don't think I've ever said anything I didn't mean to you. Or mean, in general. Hell, you're probably the only one. I don't know. I guess I was always able to trust you. And it kind of felt like my words had more meaning when I would talk to you. So thinking about what to say was always important to me. Every moment was valuable, and I didn't want to tarnish it by saying something I would regret later on. What do you mean you wish you were the same? No. Hey, stop for a second. Hey, look at me. Please? I'm not mad at you for not talking to me. I understand why you did. You had things to figure out. I know that I was a bit of a distraction, and you did what was best for you at the time. You had her at the time as well, so yeah. But look, don't regret anything. Not your actions, not your words, nothing. Things happen for a reason. Sure, the journey might not have been the easiest of roads. There might have been some detours and dead ends, but come on. What did I say? Look where you are now. That's right. You're here with me. Drinking a coffee, walking during the late afternoon. If I were mad at you, I wouldn't have given you my time. Good. Now, let's keep walking. Oh, we walked far off campus. These are the back roads. Do you want to start heading back? Sure. It looks like it's going to rain anyway, so maybe we should. No, it's not awkward. Quite the opposite, actually. It's comfortable. I'm just taking in everything. I still can't believe you're here, that's all. I've imagined a lot about how our first meeting would go, and this was not one of them, I can tell you that. Let's see. The airport was the first. Surprise at your house, surprise at mine, graduation, birthdays maybe, but never this. No, I'm not disappointed. Actually, if anything, it feels more natural this way. Fuck! Ugh, I really thought we had more time. I guess our luck ran out. No point in running. We're too far that it would just make us tired if we tried. Hey, you know what? You can come over to my place to dry off if you want. I still have your hoodie, and I'm sure my sweats could fit you. It's big, even for me. You can use it while I do laundry. And that is if you want to keep talking. Cool. Yeah, of course I kept your hoodie. I wouldn't throw away a gift. Especially from you. Yeah? What do you mean? What's wrong? Don't you want to get out of the rain? Okay, fine. But we should go to the side just in case cars come and we aren't paying attention. What's up? Didn't I tell you not to regret anything? One thing, huh? And what could that possibly be? You know what? Mean thing number one. And I mean it. Fuck you. Fuck you for making me wait so long. I'm glad you regret that, at least. Apologize. Sorries aren't gonna cut it this time. I want something else. A promise. Promise me this. The next time you tell me a cheesy scenario about you and me, you don't make me wait so goddamn long to fulfill it. Good. Romantics don't deserve unfulfilled scenarios, especially when the scenario comes from the one they love. That's another reason I never dated anyone. I've kind of been waiting for you. I had a feeling. Now, kiss me again. You've made me wait years to finally feel your lips on mine.